Hag Hulach Samach. Now, you wouldn't expect that if I came to you as a Jew that I would say to you, Merry Christmas, but tonight I'm going to share with you my story, the Gospel of Luke. I come to you as a physician, one who was really from a scientific perspective that needed to always, you know, see it, investigate, and know that it was real. So in my writing, I would interview as many as I possibly could of the eyewitnesses. And tonight I have an eyewitness that I'm going to share with you, someone that you all know a lot about, because she spent the most time with Jesus as he tented among us, John would say in his opening gospel, Mary, the mother of Jesus. She was able to affect countless people through her story, through our story as I would tell it, and now it is still celebrated every Christmas Eve. And yet, though her remarkable story is retold even by those who seem not to believe, she came from the most common background, a small town, up north, in the country. You wouldn't have expected that anything grand could have come from there, but it was Mary that God had chosen. She was from a poor family. Her parents could barely scrape by, and yet it was she who was incredibly rich. You see, her family understood the promises and looked forward to. They worshiped regularly, like you do. She had come to the synagogue to understand God's will and to seek the promises. And she knew, she believed with her family, that God was going to be there in the times of disappointment and trouble and would deliver. You see, one day there would be rescue. Travis, we'll try that again. Yeah, push. You got the video up a little bit. There's a little bit of challenge here between the beginning ones and the end one. She was a normal Jewish girl, but her story would collide with God's story of salvation. She was just a teenager, and as was the custom, she was, according to the norms in Nazareth, betrothed as a teenager by her parents. How would you girls who are under 20 or even in the teens still, how would you like it if your parents would tell you you're going to marry that guy? It's because we think it's the best one. But she was okay. In faith, she trusted God. She knew the carpenter that she was betrothed to. And in fact, it was a legal document in the Jews. A betrothal usually lasted about a year. And so we would say it was nothing unusual except the hope and the future that she felt. Just our own. And yet, does life ever go where we think it's supposed to go or we dream it will? Oh, how much the announcement of Gabriel would change. And all she was focused on was a room in her in-law's house, and yet she would learn to be the Lord's humble servant. Angel said to her, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Wow. Can you imagine even hearing anything the angel said when you see one? Most of us, even as full-grown adults, might not react as well as Mary would do here. You see, the angel was in one sense familiar to her. She knew that God was there. She knew that the angels were guarding. She knew because she practiced closely her Jewish faith. And the promises that were expressed, she expected to be fulfilled. But in another way, it was beyond anything she could have imagined. You realize, don't you, that God was setting her on a new path. He was explaining through Gabriel that she would be the mother of Yeshua, Jesus. And he, that would be the one who saves, would be Yahweh in person. Yahweh saves. Mary, familiar as she was still overwhelmed. You can hear in her voice that even though she sang these songs from little girl on, she was still trying to catch up emotionally. Quite overwhelming. You see, from the scriptures and the way they're written, we understand that Mary really didn't doubt, not the way Zechariah did. You know that he had to be timed out because of his reaction. But Mary asked two very simple, natural questions out of the wonder of it all. Her first question was, how? How can this happen? How can this take place? And so the angel very gently would instruct her, and he would say, "This is the power of the Holy Spirit." And in plain English, it means he's going to plant his holy seed, the different perspective of a birth. This is God's son that's going to be within her. And her second question, well, that's the one that many of us start with. Why? Why her out of all of the girls across time, across the land? What incredible words from a teenage girl. Do you realize how faith-filled, how powerful her reaction is? So go to your own life and put it into perspective, and how often don't you ask why? Why, God, is this happening to me right now? Why are you allowing this struggle, this sadness, this pain into my life? Well, you know, our timing is not the same as God. And today is a special day, Annette. He's home. Your dad, the one that taught you the gospel, is with Jesus. Well, you would never have planned last week to be here. But God is good. You see, it's there. God is preparing things for us when we are not ready. The door will open and we'll walk through it even when we're not really sure. And it included even some heavy heartache and some mystery that would surround her. This is tough. This is really tough stuff on Joseph as well. Being a gentleman and a gentleman, he had made up his mind he was going to divorce, put her aside quietly, but it wouldn't solve the embarrassment or difficulty for her. It would be only one individual, really, that would have the perspective she had, because this individual, prior to Angel coming to Joseph, had already heard and was coming to that conclusion. It was Elizabeth who would say, "Blessed is she, blessed are you, Mary, that you believe what God is going to accomplish here." And the two of them would revel in the fact that they were part of it. And you know, when we make a faith journey, we don't know what tomorrow will bring. We don't see it any better than Mary could have. May it be to me as the Lord has said. This kind of faith isn't easy. In fact, it's a stepping off into the nothingness, because we don't, as humans, have the control, and yet we turn it over. All he's asking is to trust me, to believe. And you know, it's that kind of faith that can only be from the Holy Spirit. He will say, no one can come to God except through the Holy Spirit. And he'll say through Paul, who learned it himself, faith comes from hearing the message. And that message is heard through the word of Christ. As you hear the message this Christmas, you are part of this plan. You are part of the amazing thing called faith that opens doors. Or better, it moves mountains. Mary would understand. So she had moved from that position of being frightened and alone to now having Elizabeth and Joseph and knowing that it was all done by God. And her reaction is one of faith that is recorded. It's called Mary's Song, the Magnificat. And it is famous especially because she says, not only is this amazing, what God has done by choosing me, I am his humble servant, but she also says, he is God. My son will be God. My Savior. Do you remember the movie last year, My Son, My Savior?
My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for peace of mind will come to see us. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the mighty one has done great things for me. Holy is his name, his mercy extends to those who fear him from generation.
It's an older translation that we don't use very much, but literally, the word glorify there means magnify. You know what a magnifying glass is? It makes things bigger, huge, large. And that's, my friends, what faith does. And when you have God who is bigger, and you understand him, then the joy and the peace that surrounded Mary and the whole of the Advent, the coming of Christ, will be yours. You see, unfortunately, a world today that considers itself modern will reduce God in size. You see, a God to them is too weak, too irrelevant, too outmoded. He's not even on my Twitter or my Facebook account. Well, you can't call him real. And they use him only for the big events. Maybe he adds a little credence to their funeral or their wedding. Yeah, 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 God. Or maybe it's a sentimental thing. We'll say prayers once a year at Thanksgiving. Or maybe it's how they look to see in the most dire straits that maybe I can cry out in prayer. But you know, we in our love of God still do the same thing. Sometimes we compartmentalize, don't we? Sometimes we just need or want God 1 hour a week. I know that really well because as a pastor, at least 5, sometimes 10 times a year, people will come up to me and say, "You must have the greatest job. You only work 1 hour a week." But then we do have two services on Sunday and one on Thursday. So maybe a few more hours than that. You see, the concept is that God's over off on the side and the rest of it's mine. God is, however, for your every day, for your every minute. He is there, and you need to learn to be amazed and rejoice like Mary. Well, and if you think it's already a big trip to walk that far, and you would grumble and complain walking that far from Nazareth to Bethlehem, try doing it when you're 9 months pregnant. And what happened? But that God wouldn't even allow there to be a normal hotel. Where's my bed? You know, there's glimpses that we get occasionally of God in our lives, and she certainly was going to get more than one glimpse. Before the night would be over, there would come the shepherds, and they would talk about angels coming. Again, affirmation that this is God's Son, and they would say, they sang a most wonderful song, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests. And it would keep coming. One episode after another that would make Mary ponder these things in her heart.
All of this is so amazing. Everything that was up to the dark and hard to see, it was so self-clear. At least for a little while, I felt certain that God was not God. And I would keep all these amazing things hidden away in my heart and ponder them over and over again for the rest of my life.
You know that it's coming, the threat from Herod, the building tension. Only 8 days in, she would go from a glimpse to a hint of the darkness that would be affected by his light. She would arrive at the temple with her husband to dedicate her firstborn son. It was the rite that our Lord Jesus had, as he would then be named publicly. And sure enough, a man would meet them named Simeon, a man that would be very expressive of what he thought. This child is destined, is what Simeon would say, to cause the rising and the falling of many, and to be a sign that is spoken against, revealing the thoughts of many hearts. I don't think we realize what a mystery this all was. And she and Joseph were caught up in it, off to Egypt, back again when Herod would die, and the darkness would occasionally rise, and then it would stay. And especially as he became a man, Mom would still want to protect him, but he wouldn't let her. She would try to control him, but the wedding of Cana would show that's not possible. And then he would engage in verbal dispute, and her heart would become gripped with the reality that he had angered the religious leaders, that he was alienating those who should have been on his side in Israel. Imagine the horror that she felt as they entered the final week and it began to ramp up and it became evident that he was target number one. He was the one that would be ridiculed and possibly even killed. She was rightfully confused.
I have never felt so No. Lord, this cannot be. And when I saw the welts in his back, and the blood dripping from the pierced hands and feet, as I heard my son gasp for breath, I resisted the glorification of my soul. God,
and the victory was written in his body, the signs of his death for all mankind. It has been written in history by what is called the Pieta. It is the sculpture of Mary holding Jesus when he had been taken down dead from the cross. But she would see him alive. And this is a story that Advent circles around. This is the story that Christmas is saying is most important. The greatest gift was Jesus' gift of his own person for our sins, for mine, for yours. And it is there that we find our comfort and our strength. We begin to, again, believe nothing is impossible with God. And we know and understand that, like Mary, we too can boldly and humbly follow him. Because he has come for our good, for our rescue, and for us because of his incredible love. Amen.